You are listening to the podcast, episode 678.
Podcast is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
And that cracking starter was Echo Vault with Hero. We have actually played them before. We played their track "I Get the Point" back on show 333. From don't I use I can't say my freeze very well.
No.
From Chiclana de la Frontera in Spain.
Wow.
Now they did have a website at some point, but it's now no longer registered. It now says now available. And their Facebook activity seems to have dwindled since 2015. I have linked to their Facebook page, but it does look like they're sadly no more, which is a shame because that was a cracking song.
Well, it's certainly my kind of thing. So, yes, it is a shame. Could definitely listen to more of that stuff. Welcome one all. This is the podcast episode 678. On tonight's show, we have our usual mix of Creative Commons music and stuff and chat and aches and pains and other stuff that usually occurs as a result of walking 9 miles into your local town. Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, we have this is actually a really good song. I love it and hate it because musically it's brilliant. But unfortunately, it is the clean version of another song that exists on Jimendo. And as a result, a number of, there's quite a bit of silence in the middle vocally. But I know you'll enjoy it. This is Tom Orlando with Get Down.
Get down, feeling all up on your body, go wild. Really wanna take you on a day, praying nothing, God, I hoping you are here to stay. I wanna get down, feeling all up on your body, go wild. Really wanna take you on a day, praying nothing, God, I hoping you are here to stay. I don't really know where it is coming from, you all up in my mind, I'm feeling crazy, looking in your eyes. Curvy lady looking fine, I wanna take you up into my room and you feeling good, I'm all up in the zone. You never really ever felt before. I had a tippy toe, walking out the room, did I want it more? You was a I've been dreaming about with me. Satisfied for the night, but just know next time that I wanna go in. Get down, feeling all up on your body, go wild. Really wanna take you on a day, praying with the God, I'm hoping you are here to stay. I wanna get down, feeling all up on your body, go wild. Really wanna take you on a day, praying with the God, I'm hoping you are here to stay. A very lucky man I am to have you all up onto me. Living larger than I ever have, trying to peep and see what's underneath. Not a creep though, I'm a freak yo. Making out of in the streets yo. Taking me home, thinking you might be the one I gotta cuff you. Loving every single thing about you. I feeling good, you all up in the zone. I never really ever felt before. Falling harder and harder, I had to let it go. Walking out the room, though what I wanted more. You was a I be dreaming about me. Satisfied for the night, but just know next time that I wanna go in. Get down, feeling all up on your body, go wild. Really wanna take you on a day, praying with the God, I'm hoping you are here to stay. I wanna get down, feeling all up on your body, go wild. Really wanna take you on a day, praying with the God, I'm hoping you are here to stay. Really wanna take you on a day, praying with the God, I'm hoping you are here to stay. I wanna get down, feeling all up on your body, go wild. Really wanna take you on a day, praying with the God, I'm hoping you are here to stay.
This week, the contestants have been asked to prepare a feast for their fans worldwide. Dave and Caroline have prepared a fresh selection of new music, served between slices of waffle. You can find out more information about this week's ingredients and the show at thebugcast.org. Thank you.
young kid, one faith, forest tree, a name just above the moor. Rains turn to thunder, you wonder, is this the day you miss the store? Burning brighter, ignite the fire fading into you, like you've always wanted to. Let the love feed our desire.
And that was One Juno with Our Desire from the UK, performed and written by Jade Timberlake. One Juno is the producer name of Jade Timberlake, a UK-based writer-producer, collaborator and performer, creating electronic, chill, jazzy beats, soft house, ambient and acoustic pop. And you can find out more by checking them out on Instagram as One Juno Music. And not a lot on there at the moment, so I'm thinking they're quite new, but I liked that.
That was good, very much so. And before that, you heard Tom Orlando with the clean version of Get Down. Tom is a hip-hop rap and pop artist, there you go, from Ottawa in Ontario, Canada. He says, I want to make music that can inspire as well as help people through their tough times. I write music for the love of music. Now, we have played a few tracks from Tom Orlando, most recently Make It Out on episode 613 back in May of last year. But this is a brand new track released this last week for his birthday. You can find out more over at facebook.com/TomOrlandoOfficial. Right, so let's have a quick nosy in our chat room and see who is listening to us live as we cobble our way through this show. Over at thebugcast.org/live.
Right, so I'm just limping back a bit.
Yes.
I can see Fat Freddy, Peter Patterson. I've seen Yannick around somewhere. George Adosha, which is Geospart. I've just seen Chris from Canada, Mark Murphy. There was somebody new in there.
There was, and quite important for a number of reasons, not least of which, Ali, I'm not sure how you pronounce that, has joined us today in the Vodcast chat room on Telegram. But also, it's his birthday tomorrow.
Oh, happy birthday.
So happy birthday for tomorrow.
And I think I haven't missed anybody.
Again, I'm sure people will tell you if they have been missed.
Right.
Cool. Right, excuse me, next up is Graham Coe with A Moment in Time.
Alone here with you, there's nowhere else I'd want to be. You have love in your smile, and you know that I'd be lost without you. The words that you say change my thoughts in every way. I see love all the time, and it's you who keeps me in line. I love about you. Gentle in reproach, always kind and letting go. You're the queen that brings relief. Yes, it's you who keeps me.
Phone and dial 020-3603-3691 from within the UK, or +44 20-3603-3691. It's that easy. That's what I've just done.
Just stay. to grow through dirt and bloom to show them it's okay to be down at times and to completely lose away. You made me feel it, now it's my turn to sing.
That was a wonderful return from Smoking with Poets. That track is called Aurora. We got that hot off the press a couple of hours ago from Andre. Aurora is a song dedicated to the Norwegian singer Aurora. She inspired the band to start this journey with her song The River, which is mentioned in the lyrics of the song. Now, the track officially releases next week. It'll either be Sunday evening or Monday over on Spotify. So if you are on there, do support the band. I really hope the release goes well. Now, it's direct from the artist because they're not using Jamendo this time, but they are allowing us to play their tracks. And if you want to show the band some love, it's over at facebook.com/smokingwithpoets, and it's from their new album that's in progress.
Ooh.
Which is called Letters. And each track will be a letter to an artist that has inspired them in some way.
Oh, how lovely.
And it's a beautiful, beautiful track.
Yes, it was. Gorgeous. And before that, you heard Graham Coe with A Moment in Time, a choral acoustic ballad with late 60s folk feel. It's a love song with honest and endearing lyrics featuring soulful vocals and willful guitar accompaniment. Now, I picked up, certainly from the vocal style, a little bit of Neil Young from that. Graham Coe is an indie choral folk singer, songwriter from County Wicklow in Ireland. He writes songs that have a deep sense of vulnerability and honesty blended with a passionate vocal delivery. Graham has been avidly writing and recording and is looking forward to releasing more original music. Now, this was his debut single, which was released in July of 2020. His follow-up single, Here I Am, will be played on next week's show. You can find out more over at facebook.com/GrahamCoSongwriter.
Brilliant.
Okay, so we are kind of milking the sympathy at the moment because both Caroline and I and Cara, bless her, are aching like billio at the moment. We came back. We decided we were going to go out for a walk and we thought, where should we go for a walk? You know, round the village, round the town, you know, up and down the Trans-Pennine Trail maybe. No, let's walk to Doncaster, which is
Trans-Pennine Trail.
It is Trans-Pennine Trail for a fair majority of it, in fairness. But that was best part of 9 miles. Not wearing the right clothing in all cases. My feet are fine. I have no blisters at all. They are weary and tired, no question. But the one place I do ache, and I do apologise in advance for this, is my inner thighs. Because the jeans I decided to wear, they don't fit up snugly. So the join at the top of the legs, I'm trying not to use the word crotch, but I think I might have to. The join at the top of the legs was actually rubbing halfway down my thighs. And after a while, that got pretty flipping painful. So I ended up walking like Bruce Wayne for a bit of the journey. But I feel good for it. I ache like mad. And I'm pretty certain I'm going to sleep well tonight. I nearly fell asleep when we got back, when I was setting up this show. And I was like, oh, I'll just have a rest. Oh, no, I can't do that. But how are you feeling?
A bit achy. I'm not as bad as I thought I'd be. My feet are tender, but that was a lot of walking.
Yeah.
My hands have gone back to normal, but at one point my hands and fingers had swelled. And apparently that is about blood pressure because your blood's pumping to your heart more and it kind of, you know, doesn't bother with the extremities.
Yeah.
And probably hands are less needed than...
Well, their extremities, aren't they?
Yeah.
The core stuff is in the trunk of the body. But yeah. I'm sure we'll recover. Yeah, it's still me that's got to get up in the morning to get the shopping in.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would be remiss of us if we didn't at least acknowledge the... emerging situation, the refugee crisis in Afghanistan. Don't want to go into too much detail about it. There's too much of that on the news at the moment. It's sad to watch.
It's scary stuff.
Mm.
I'm having to censor myself a little bit because every time I see something, it just breaks my heart.
Mm. Particularly the news of the 5-year-old, the lad that fell out of the hospital window in Sheffield, which is
window.
Sorry, I meant hotel, yeah. Not hospital, which is a little bit close to home.
Yeah, it's... I mean, he'd already been here ahead of what had happened, but apparently the hotel that they were staying at isn't the most safest.
But it's also a hotel that does not currently cater to passing trade. It is there as a refugee hotel.
Yes, but then questions are going to have to be asked.
Totally.
How a hotel allowed a 5-year-old to access a window. And, yeah.
Well, exactly. Every hotel we've been to over the last 10, 15, 20 years have always had cabling in place to prevent the window from being opened, even on the bottom floor.
Yeah. We've got a bit of excitement as well because on Tuesday, we've got a night out.
Oh, wow.
My parents are having the kids as a sleepover and we're going to go meet with friends.
And I'm going to have beer and possibly get a little bit ratted.
Not too bad because we're going to be, you know, off the day after, but we've still got to go get the kids again.
Oh no, totally, totally.
It's my friend Steph's birthday. Hers is on the 23rd.
Yep.
And then mine is on the 28th.
Yes, and then mine is in the beginning of September. So we tend to do a three-way.
I am currently 8 days shy of the meaning of life.
Yes, and I hate to break this to you, but you don't get it. No one tells you.
What
the meaning of life is. It's or the ultimate answer to the question of life, the universe and everything. Yeah, you don't get that answer. So, do apologise.
Yeah.
And lastly, we need to mention the sad and very untimely demise of Sean Locke, the comedian.
Yeah. Also, the author of The Worst Witch and the Large Family.
Jill Murphy.
And The Worst Witch I knew when I was a kid. And then Amy and Cara have seen like the rerun. So very sad. 72 though, but with Sean Locke it was much harsher.
58, yeah.
Yeah.
But he had been suffering from, I think you said, lung cancer.
Yeah, but kept it very private.
Well, indeed. Indeed. And this comes as more of a shock, I suppose. You get no chance to prepare for the possibility. Innit?
Yeah.
Anyway, let's move on. We have a bit more music to play. This is Besson and Saar with 1,000 Miles.
Thank you.
Friday nights, 9:30 p.m. UK time at thebookcast.org.
I don't fight, not that type, but can't hide from jealous eyes of the people who've got it in for me. Big in size, small in mind, can't control the darker side. It's their goal to crush my hopes and dreams. Efforts to bring me down last no more than a day. They seem to motivate me anyway. There's a voice inside my head trying to say, Jimmy, just walk away. Don't listen to what they say. Ago, didn't know I could have a life like this. You could hurt me easily. Forgot my strengths, feel my faults. If you tried it just enough, you could tear me apart eventually. Efforts to bring me down last no more than a day. They seem to motivate. Anyway, there's a hero in my head trying to say, Jimmy, just walk away. Don't listen to what they say. Picture the look on their face when you
And that rather beautiful track was James Bell with The Other Side. From Stoke-on-Trent, we have played him twice before, and that is another fabulous track. A song about haters and critics, and drawing motivation from it. He's an award-winning guitarist, multi-instrumentalist, songwriter and producer. He blends elements of modern EDM production with classic rock energy and 80s pop sensibilities to create catchy, evocative songs. You can find out more by checking out facebook.com/JamesBellGuitar. And before Dave does his bit, just to add the unfortunately additional person who's had a sad passing, and that was Una Stubbs, who was also in The Worst Witch.
And lots of other things. Including
Sally,
Summer Holiday.
She was in Sherlock.
Wurzel Gummidge.
That was Aunt Sally.
Yes.
There you go. But yes, and also I would like to just remember my dear friend Kate, who also passed away recently.
Yes.
I used to do lots of illustrations for her, and it always used to start with, can you just do me one? A couple more. Oh, here's a list of about 40. But I used to love doing it.
Yeah. And before that song, you heard Besson and Saar with Thousand Miles. That was a brand new single from the band, released only last week. They are from Russia, and they don't actually have a website as such, so you can find their Jameda profile by going to our website at thebugcast.org. Right, so we do have one more track to play. I'll tell you about that very shortly. Bit of a shorter show this week for some reason. I'm not quite sure why. Usual amount of waffle and music. Whatever. Next week, the Bugcast episode 679 will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room over at thebugcast.org/live on Friday the 27th of August at 9:30 PM UK time. If you want to get in contact with us, you can send us an email. feedback@thebugcast.org is our address. And you can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. And our username on all of those is thebugcast. You can find full details of all of our contactabilities over at thebugcast.org/contact. So last track time, and this is another track from Naomi. We played another one of her tracks last week, I think. Yes, we opened the show with her track Abandonné. This track is another one taken from her album Les Cendres, a mix of energetic pop rock, folk ballads and softer tracks. You can find out more. No, you can't. Again, another one without a website, but we do have a link to a Jameda profile over at thebugcast.org. So we shall leave you with Naomi and her track La Poupée, which actually means the doll. You're such a child. Back in your box. And we'll catch you next week.
See you later.
Bye.
Terre à terre, je retourne, on a fermé la barrière. C'est pas la faute à ma mère, je crois pas à Lucifer. Ton chemin j'ai dû croiser, et un peu d'amour. Toi tu es devenu sourd, et moi un peu trop lourd. Sans pitié je te tuerai, sans plaisir je t'achèverai. Et je crois de mieux pour appeler de nouveaux cieux, pour éviter de sonner creux. Sur tes pas j'ai fait que marcher, souhaiter tes désirs à fuir. Si un jour je dois lire, sera pour tout nuire. Sans pitié je te tuerai, sans plaisir je t'achèverai.
The Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline, along with the other listeners, in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You've been listening to a member of the Other Side Podcast Network. Find more about our shows at otherside.network.